Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, discussing the important matters of football and whether it should end in a tie or not.
Brian's rolled khakis in church back in the 1990s.
Oh, my goodness.
All the important topics here on a Friday afternoon.
I had a button-down V-neck, like a V that, but like the V came down to like my stomach, and that's where it buttoned. And it was also like blue and red and Cosby sweater-like. So it was all these different, like it looked like somebody just like sprayed me with a bunch of different colors, and then it was a button-down too. I was so cool. Man, I had so much.
You don't even know, the coolest.
I had so much spray in my head. It was super curly. You could see my scalp with the curls. It was great.
Jeez.
Yeah. Jeez.
Folks, yeah. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 and the Shaw 101 FM.
I kept on being like, oh, these people don't want to date me because I'm like, you know, it's weird or something. No, no, they like the weird. They just, you look like an idiot. I don't know.
There's a Step Brothers quote there that I got for you, but you can't. I can't tell it to you right now.
Oh, good.
But Brian, then the bottom of the hour news hit that we just heard, and kind of tangenting off of the last segment, we got a lot of turnover coming up in this year for the Wisconsin legislature as well, though. So the fact that we
don't
have
turnover,
maps,
I think opportunity.
Well, opportunity, yeah, but again, there's no way to know how competitive the maps are going to be because we don't know what maps are on yet. And so it's almost impossible to hope be hopeful for opportunity because there's no way to know what kind of battleground districts there's going to be until the maps are decided. And I don't know if that's playing into a reason, like the delayed process of the maps being chosen is playing into this or not, Brian.
But when you don't know what you want to do or how you're going to do it,
right,
delay is probably the best option for you, right?
Well, and so while we're delaying these maps, there's been already 22 state representatives in the state assembly and 6 state senators that have decided that they're not going to be returning to the legislature next year. And so we're getting a turnover of more than 1 in 5 state elected officials for the legislature are going to be turned over. They're going to be
opportunities, people.
Yeah, there's an opportunity there for brand new people for more than 20% of the Wisconsin legislature starting in January of next year. So
I don't know about you, but if you got maybe a kid in the 20s, 30s, something like that, has a little bit of social media presence, has a little hometown type of an advantage, no necessary party affiliation really needed. You could just go out there and go door to door, knock on doors, and make a presence for yourself, and get yourself on the ballot, and see what happens. There's right now the political air is just we talk about the partisanship that's happening right now, right? The right is one way and the left is one way, and it's so far apart. And we talked about this 2 days ago, how it's basically controlled by a bunch of rich white people that, or at least affluent white people, who have enough time to go and influence things.
Well, the dialogue
from both
online,
sides.
Yes,
the dialogue online, right?
Yeah.
But I think there's a really, like, again, don't forget that half of the population doesn't vote. And most of the reason is not necessarily because they're stupid or that they don't care.
They just haven't been asked to yet.
They haven't been asked to. They haven't been engaged with. And at the same time, they look at the people who are running things. They look at look at the ridiculous crap that we talk about on every the show every day. We point out the ridiculousness of our government. And most people, I think, because again, how much of turnout have we had? Of 40%? Is that an accurate?
No, Wisconsin's got in these past spring elections. Yes, it was low because turnout for spring elections is just historically lower. But Wisconsin, when it comes to voter participation, is actually a pretty good state. I believe the only other state in the union, at least for presidentials, that is higher voter participation than Wisconsin is Minnesota. So,
yeah, but give me an estimate. Like, where are we at? How many people are left out?
In Wisconsin, I want to say for most presidential elections, you're looking anywhere between 65 and 70% voting.
That's an opportunity, folks. You can swing. You can swing an entire district that way. We're talking about hundreds
of votes.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that don't
places.
Vote. Yeah, no, yeah.
Hundreds of votes.
Thousands of votes in
like,
some places.
No, I mean, like, there are small districts enough that if you had enough motivation, really cared enough and got around.
Oh, yeah, those are only decided by a couple hundred.
You can move a couple hundred votes and get yourself in there, get yourself a game. I'm not talking about necessarily you have to be Democrat or even Republican. You can just go out there and say, I want to be a good representative and actually give a crap about you. And I took the time to come out and talk to every one of you to go and figure it out. I'm just saying there's opportunities out there, and you don't necessarily have to be a part of a party to do so, even though both Dems and Republicans try and recruit as much as possible from the young kids, and there's just not that many of them to go and get around. I think there's an opportunity for a young kid, late 20s and mid 30s, to really get in there. And I'm calling them kids. I know. I still audition for those things sometimes. Anyway, and I laugh.
You old man.
Yeah,
you old man.
Good job. I was born this way. I finally took the sweater off. Anyway. I just think there's an opportunity out there to go and engage in a different way, and I think we're using outdated modes of communication a lot of times, but I think that's the way that people do it here. So
no, 2020 was interesting because I felt like 2020 we saw a lot of people from the first couple months of the pandemic saw that there wasn't action, and they stepped up to vote or stepped up to run and put themselves out there. And we did see some decent turnover in the 2020 elections in the Wisconsin legislature, especially here in Dane County. There were some stalwart individuals that decided that they were retiring. And so we got some fresh blood here in Dane County, and I thought it was great. And so there's that opportunity to continue to have some new up-and-coming voices step up and lead in this next cycle here. And so it's going to be more than 20% is going to be turned over.
If you want to work on the Dems, under the Dems umbrella, go to Emerge. Go check them out. They do a great job of bringing people out, I think.
I think Emerge is nonpartisan. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's just
I just looked at the website and it said Democratic.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected then.
I just want to get it right. I thought it was just women. Emerge America, inspire women to run, hone their skills to win.
Gotcha.
We find Democratic women who should run for office, get them into our training programs. We treat Democratic women the cutting edge campaign tools they need to run and win. We provide our alumni with a powerful network of powerful alums, elected officials, and gatekeepers who can open doors. A lot of the Emerge candidates have won. A lot of them.
Yeah.
It's an excellent program. It's a really good program. And what I tell everybody is, no matter how much you feel like you can't do it or you don't feel like you are good enough to run for anything, there is an idiot down the street with a suit on thinking that he's the best person in the world. So just go do it. Who cares?
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Most of them are just, the reason they lie is because they don't know what the heck they're doing. So they just go and lie to get you to point over there and argue about something they can't really prove either way.
It's great.
Because, cool. You know, go get out there and get after it, kids. All right. So let's talk about people who are retiring. Do you have a list, or do you want to move on?
Oh, well, we can move on. There's right. I'm not going to go through the whole list because I don't have it in front of me. But
all right. Well, let's go to the messages released from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. This is WIS Dems. From the White House to the State House, Democrats lower costs for working families. This is the Ben Wickler has to say. Ahead of tax day, the difference couldn't be more clear. While Republican politicians try to rip off the public in order to enrich huge corporations and wealthy mega donors, Democrats like President Biden and Governor Evers will always champion working people by lowering costs, cutting taxes, and growing the middle class from the bottom up and middle out. And that's a quote from Ben Wickler. And on the federal level, Democratic reps Kind, Moore, and Pocan have been working around the clock to pass legislation. I'm sure they sleep. That will ease financial burdens. Have to. You have to. Your body will make you do it otherwise. Yes. Without the, I don't know why we're debating.
Nobody's arguing
fighting
with
me.
You. No, I'm
stop
not. I'm
fighting
not
me. You have to
one.
Sleep. But they say it all the time. Working around the clock. They can't be. It's impossible. Without one call, that's all.
Dreaming up some legislation. That's all it is. Yep. There you go.
And without the support of a single Wisconsin, I have written stuff in my. I have written an entire stand-up routine in my sleep. And I woke up and I remembered it. So hooray. Which contributes to, anyway. Let's start that sentence again. Without the support of a single Wisconsin Republican in Congress, Democrats have passed legislation like the American Rescue Plan. That needs to be reminded. Everybody needs to be reminded that not a single Republican decided to try and figure out how to help, which continues to provide critical relief to schools, small businesses, and hospitals across the state, and the Affordable Insulin Now Act, which caps the price of insulin at $35 and lowers costs for the almost 400,000 Wisconsinites who rely on this medication. And it goes on to disparage Ron Johnson and things like that. But the whole point is Democrats are getting out there. They're saying that, reminding everybody that the not one Republican signed on to the American Rescue Plan. They all want to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and they don't have anything to replace it with.
Well, yeah, and it's important to note as well, this week we found out the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced the unemployment rate here in the state of Wisconsin, and it is a new record low, 2.8%, so beating previous records set by the Evers administration here in the state of Wisconsin of 2.9%. So we're seeing unemployment is low, and along with that, we've got some preliminary data from the Department of Workforce Development through household surveys that they use to ask Wisconsinites. We've got a record amount of Wisconsinites working as well, Brian. So it's not just that we've got low unemployment because there's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines, at least here in the state of Wisconsin. We set a record for more than 3,050,000 workers in the Wisconsin economy. So, it absolutely needs to be talked about more, and I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. All right, now here's a rough transition for you. I want to highlight a Republican, the hardest working Republican in the entire state legislature. I often mock the guy, and probably deservedly so. But again, he seems to actually give a crap about trying to get things done, no matter how minimal or needed. But this one,
redundant that legislation seems, he's going to put it out there.
Look, he stopped a guy from loving a horse up in the north. And again, the guy was getting away with it, and he made it so that guy could pay. Great. Similarly, Pretenders Face Penalties Act signed into law. Any individual falsely posing as a public officer or utility employee could now face felony charges under a measure signed into law today. It was also co-authored with Rep. Calvin Callahan and Senator Melissa Agard, who is a friend of the station. So, here's a quote from Senator Jacques. There was a case where an individual was impersonating a state representative at local organizations and businesses in an attempt to request tours and receive discounts on products and services and to gain priority access to local establishments. Unfortunately, because this individual was not purporting to act in an official capacity, it was not illegal. So basically, it's already illegal if you do it officially, but if you just try and get discounts and stuff, now it's a felony.
So you're telling me that I can't just put my movie theater outfit on and then just go pretend that I'm working at the movie theater, but go sit down and watch?
They're cutting down on the small-time grifters, guys, and that's important.
That's where their priorities lie, Brian.
And there's another bill. There's another bill. Ooh. You got two things done.
Oh, two.
And this one will help people more clearly now. Charitable organizations received a helping hand in their mission to bring much-needed eyeglasses to the poor, thanks to an initiative by Andre Jacques again, signed into law today. Hooray for the poor!
Hooray!
eyeglasses can often be inaccessible, unaffordable, or both, causing both social and economic challenges to learning, public safety, and work opportunities. However, state law placed barriers that hampered charitable efforts to provide previously owned eyeglasses to those in need in our communities, including domestic violence shelters and the homeless. I did not know that this happened, by the way. Prior law lacked vision. Lions Club actually, they process over 800,000 pairs of eyeglasses and ship over 450,000 pairs annually to 49 developing countries. And I applaud the measure. I mean, this is something that
sounds like a good thing to pass.
This is good stuff. However, can we just maybe work towards considering that your eyes and your teeth are part of your body, having that part of healthcare? Can we just work towards those things? Maybe shoring up, I don't know, medical care in general. Can maybe eliminate.
Brian,
oh, wait, no, we're going to go with the end around as far as possible to make it easier
for the radical socialists. We can't accept that argument. I'm sorry, sir.
My eyes are not part of my body. I forgot.
Double whammy.
You let me know when. Okay.
That's socialism.
Your teeth are not part of your body either, and that's why those English hooligans sounded so
good. They need special coverage. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents.
The British people have better teeth than us now. Did you know that? They do.
They
have socialized medicine.
Absolutely. We got one more segment left in this week. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. We're going to be right back.